Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Simplex Castings Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Merlin Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Ayush Dhivecha from Merlin Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Dhivecha.
Good morning and good day to all. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets and Merlin Capital, I would welcome all of you to Simplex Castings' first-ever earnings call to discuss Q2 FY26 financial performance. We have on the call Mr. Ketan Shah, who is the Chairman and Executive Director at the company, along with our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Avinash Hariharan. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Ketan to take us through the company's business outlook, financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone joining us for Simplex Castings Limited Q2 FY26 earnings call. It's an exciting time for Simplex, and I'm delighted to share with you what we are doing and the latest chapter of our growth story, a record-breaking quarter we had this time. It's just not strong numbers, but a transformation has started in our company. In Q2 FY26, Simplex Castings delivered 89% year-on-year revenue growth and impressive improvements in EBITDA and PAT. As Simplex 2.0, we have started calling this as Simplex 2.0. We are trying to reinvent and trying to modernize our facilities and enter into traditional, apart from the traditional segments, other segments. So these results stand as a powerful endorsement of our strategic decisions and relentless dedication of our entire team. What really stands out is not just this robust top-line performance, but the evolution of our business model. After years of operating in traditional market, in the metals and commodity-linked segments, Simplex has intentionally and decisively shifted towards railways, defense, and precision engineering categories. We already had equipped, we were well equipped with machinery and skilled manpower to take up the same, and we are again getting into railways and defense in a bigger way. Our investments are now driving a scale-up in capacity and operational efficiencies. With our annual production rising, the quarterly order book is healthy with strong demand and repeat business from prestigious partners. With every step towards precision castings, fabrication, defense, and specialized railway works, we open new doors for bigger business, resilience, and global relevance. Today's results are not just a reflection of the quarter. They represent an inflection point for Simplex Castings. We are confidently entering the next phase of India's manufacturing CapEx cycle, set to benefit from infrastructure, defense, and railway spending going forward. We believe this is the only beginning of what Simplex can achieve with a sharper strategic focus and our high-performing team. Thank you for your presence and for your partnership on this journey.
The highlights of last quarter ended September 30th will be the revenue from operations was 55.4 crores as compared to last 45.19 last quarter end. The other income stands 34 lakhs. The total revenue stands at 55.75 crores, out of which the employee benefit expenses were 2.55, finance cost was 1.6, depreciation 93 lakhs, and other expenses amounted to 4.35 crores, making a total profit for this quarter of 7.45 crores. Taking the taxes apart of 1.87 crores, the net profit for this quarter is 5.57 crores, making the total profit of half yearly to be 10.31 crores out of the total revenue of 100.99 crores. These are the main highlights of what we performed last quarter and half yearly ended.
Sir, should we open the floor for questions?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Finterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on this very good set of numbers. Sir, I just wanted to hear more of you with regards to the railway side and defense side, which we are also entering, and any other development that we see for this fiscal year.
Yeah, sure. The railway, we are doing it from both the sides. One is the foundry side, the other is the fabrication side. So we have, in the fabrication side, we already have developmental orders for certain bogies, which railway needs for its locomotives, for its coaches and all that. So we have developmental orders in hand. And in the foundry side, we are re-entering the business that we were doing earlier, which is the casted bogies for the railway wagon, which is called, mm-hmm. which are called the caster bogies. So we are entering apart from the fabrication and the casting side, we are also looking at getting into more of components, which would mean, you know, assembly of certain electrical and mechanical components along with the castings of the fabricated product we are making. So we are wanting to go up the value chain. We are starting with fabricated bogies and casted bogies.
Understood. And this will start from this financial year, sir? I mean, in terms of revenue?
Yes. See, railway always has a developmental time. It will develop. We have to manufacture the prototypes. They'll be running for a period of 6 months to 6 months to a year. Then once you clear all that, bulk will start. But for the bogies, for the fabricated bogies, it is the same for casted bogies. RDSO clears it immediately. So some on the casted part we would see in this year, but fabricated bogie most of the revenues we'll see next financial year.
Understood. And sir, my last question would be on the side of defense. What are the products that we are eyeing there, and what is the kind of market opportunity we see in this sector?
See, we have been in the naval castings for a very long time. So that is what we are continuing. And recently we had very good interaction and a visit from Gun Carriage Factory, Jalpur. And we are looking at casted fabricated.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is breaking. I need to reconnect your line. Participants, please stay connected while we rejoin Kaitan Shah's line back to the call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have line for Mr. Shah reconnected. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes. So as I was telling you, in the Navy, for the naval casting, we've been doing for... Hello?
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yeah, am I audible now? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Apart from naval casting that we were doing and that we have already some orders for, and we are increasing because there is a lot of thrust in the shipbuilding from the government also. So we are expecting that also to grow. But we also had very good discussion and interaction with Gun Carriage Factory in Jalpur, which is making Dhanush, which is an equivalent of Indian Bofors. And they are giving us trial orders for fabrication and machining of their some components.
Understood. So, sir, just to understand, when you say Simplex 2.0, this is now shifting from normal to typical castings to now heavy engineering and the defense and railway side. Is this understanding right?
I would put it this way, that Simplex 2.0, what we are looking at, is like we were traditional into earlier into steel. We are adding two more, focusing on two more sectors, that is railways and defense. And apart from the railways and defense, we are looking at other areas where we can do a value add because we have the basic facilities by assembling components which would be electrical, mechanical, and trying to give a subsystem to people. So that is what is the complete meaning of Simplex 2.0, that, you know, totally not getting dependent. Steel for the next 3-4 years, the market looks very bright. So we would not like to come out of it. We would like to focus on it, but our focus on other areas also has to, like what we have chosen is defense and railways. And apart from that, doing assembly and looking at some value-added products, maybe make a motor or maybe make a complete system which is required for railways or maybe for heavy earth moving or something like that.
Understood, sir. I'll fall back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Prathamesh Dhiwar from Orbit Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have three questions. So as we are going to increase our mix or focus more on the defense and railway side, so just wanted to know, firstly, on the railways, do we have IDSO approval products as of now? And again, if we are applying for the IDSO products, how much time it takes to get the approval? The railways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, we are already an IDSO Class A foundry. So we can manufacture the normal products of IDSO. So, like, for example, you know, we can do bearing blocks, we can do bearing house, bearing assemblies, we can do all that. So for that first hurdle is already cleared, but long time back. Specific IDSO for bogie castings. For castings, firstly, let me tell you, it is underway. The first inspection is over, and we are expecting that by end of this month for getting an IDSO clearance for the casted bogies. For fabricated bogies, the development order is already in place, and within the next 5 to 6 months, we are expecting that to also getting clearance for fabricated bogies.
Okay, got it. So can you just, actually, I'm new to this industry, so can you define, like, what's fabricated and what is casting bogies in this?
Okay. Casted bogies are, so we are basically in anything in metal, what we can do is, you know, either melt and pour it, which we call it casting. Fabrication is taking a plate and welding it.
Got it. Got it. So we are making components.
We are having both the routes.
Got it, sir. Got it.
So.
And sir, yeah. Yep. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So casting, we know this industry. We've been in this industry for the last 55 years. And genetically, Simplex has always been a fabrication and machine shop. So since 1940, that's what we have been doing. So both the areas, we have very good engineers, good technical team, and good skilled manpower. And that is what we are wanting to bank on and make Simplex 2.0 a success. Credential-wise, the company is across India, across all sectors, whether it's shipbuilding to power to machine tool to pumps and valves, everywhere people know Simplex Casting, basically because of the credentials and what the things that we have done in past. We want to grow that area, grow into other areas also, not leaving steel, but getting into other areas. That is the whole Simplex 2.0 team.
Got it, sir. Interesting. Interesting. Just my last question. So we are targeting almost 3x revenue in coming 3 years. And considering the steel will also contribute around 40% even after 3 years. So how are we seeing this 3x growth just in the steel, which is our existing business, in coming 3 years? Do we have certain order book in that segment or in soft commitments? Just wanted to know on that part.
Yeah. Look, I'll give you the environment that I see, the market that I see in the next three to
Sure.
four years.
Sure.
Let's start with steel. Steel sale alone is going for an expansion. In value term, it's more than 40,000 crores.
Got it.
Which has
Okay.
already been, out of which almost 20,000 has been awarded. It is in the design engineering phase. It has been awarded in the last 6 months for IISCO Steel Plant, Indian Iron and Steel Company, Burnpur, one of the sales unit. This will go to OEM. The orders will go to OEMs. They will do the design engineering, and they will go come back for equipments to companies like Simplex, which will happen in the next financial year, starting from March, April onwards. Because the orders have already been awarded, the design engineering phase is on for most of the projects. JSPL, JSW, Tata's are in similar expansion. 1 million ton is roughly 5,500 crores of investment. So plainly speaking, in traditionally, this market will expand like we have never seen earlier in the next 2 years, 3 years. Look at power. By 2030, they have, India has gone ahead and announced 32 thermal power stations, and they have to finish by 2030. Recently, we got an order from BHEL for the fabrication on Lake Site, 2,000 tons. 2,000 tons is roughly, I would say, 18-20 crores. But how much do they want? They want almost 8 lakh tons. So apart from Simplex, there are many people, but Simplex and same is happening in L&T also, L&T Power. They also are having an order for fabricated structures, about 6-8 lakh tons, which has to be done in the next 3-4 years. If you look at any sector under the present government, if you look at any sector that Simplex is in, it is already going, growing. Railways, similar story. Defense, it's similar story. If you look at pumps and valves, it's similar story. If you look at Indian machine tool building, it's similar story. Everywhere, everywhere, we are seeing there is a positive momentum in the next 3-4 years horizon.
Got it. Interesting.
So all will depend on execution. If we have, which we are very confident of because of the team, getting orders going forward next 3-4 years is not the challenge. Challenge would be to execute the order properly, on time, and that is where basically we are depending on our team, our workforce, and that is where the focus is, and that is what will be the difference between Simplex and others.
Got it. Got it. And so our current steel capacity will be enough to cater in the growth of incoming 3 years?
No.
Is this right, or
No.
Or are we looking for expansion?
No. We have to expand with the time. We have to expand with time, but we do not. We have sufficient land. We have sufficient land, sufficient sheds.
Got it.
Increasing of manpower would be there, increasing of certain machines would be there.
Got it.
Maybe not a new plant is needed.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Got it. So that's it from my side. I'll follow up in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question is from line of Ronak from Orbit Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, going ahead, we are looking at 60% of our revenue coming from railway and defense segments. So after that, after this shift happens, like, how are we looking at margins? So is it going to increase, decrease, remain the same?
For railways, it is gonna be actually always very competitive. It has got a tender system. It's got a very simple system, where there are other suppliers also, so there you have to face this. So railways will be giving us normal profits, but defense is an area, if you qualify, which we are doing in only one segment, which are the castings, naval castings. The moment we grow more segments, there the partnerships are much more long-standing, and they also are looking at long-term partners. So there, the numbers would be totally different. Nothing that we have seen in steel sector, nothing in railways, what we have seen or what we are expecting, defense would be a different set of numbers for sure.
Okay, sir. Got your point. Another question I have is, entering into defense, like you mentioned in railways, there are approvals waiting for fabricated and casted products, bogies from RDSO. So similarly in defense, what are our regulatory side challenges and from whom do we get the approvals? So if you could shed light on that.
I'll just elaborate on my experience with Gun Current Factory, Jodhpur, for you to understand how the defense and how it will be looking forward. The moment we went to Gun Current Factory, they, after Operation Sindoor, they have got a lot of orders. They have been asked to almost double the capacity of Dhanush that they are making. The moment they got from the government the pressure to make double the production, they didn't have machines, and they were looking for people who would do the similar thing what they are already doing in their own factory. I mean, the fabrication, the machining, and to an extent, little portion of sub-assemblies. So they spent almost, I mean, I also spent there almost 2.5 days there. They took me to each and every shop. They said that we will give you jigs and fixtures, we'll give you manpower, we'll give you the list of tooling, we'll try to help you in developing. So it is very different compared to railways. Railways has a set requirement you have got to fulfill, and you have to get there. In defense, because of the pressure and because of the limited capacity that they have available in the ordnance factory, they are going out of the way to help the supplier develop and try to support them. So there is no such thing as, you need to qualify for this or that, or there is no listed thing. It is the more number of ordnance factories that we enter, they will be helping us in developing those products and giving it to them. This is my experience.
Okay, and is this currently just for the Jodhpur factory, or you have got in conversations with others as well?
At the moment, I'm concentrating more on the naval castings and the gun carriage factory because this seems to be much more doable. But that doesn't mean that we would not be looking Moradabad or Ambajiri or any of the other ordnance factories also. Definitely we will be.
Okay, thank you for answering my question, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tanay Jain from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Could you please help me understand the events that we occurred during FY 2018-2020, like when revenues dipped? From what I have gathered, the company had an overseas subsidiary during that period, and we also had a sale of one plant. So if you could just provide some colors on what happened during that period, what was the rationale for the sale of that plant?
Okay, sure. Avinash,
Sure.
you can join in now.
Yes, sir. I'll explain. In 2018-19, we had a order book of around 300 crores, wherein we were already doing 200 to 225 crores of the turnover. Having that Urla unit, which we are telling you that we had to hive off, that was alone doing railway business for roughly around 100 to 150 crores. That was our product line, and which due to bank's pressure and these things, we had an increase in working capital limit of 30 crores at that moment of time. But due to certain changes like Vijay Mallya case and Jet Airways cases, the SBI marked engineering sector as negative in their financial scenarios. And we were being classified as an engineering company in that period. So even after giving the sanction, they could not disburse us the increased working capital which was being sanctioned to us. That led to this financial stress and all the things happened. And we had to hive off that Kurla plant which was doing that railway business. That was the product line which we had. That pressure came from the banking side only, and we had no other option but to hive off that unit. And the realization also took more than 4 years to happen, and it was in very small amounts. So that banking challenges started immediately from when we entered the agreement for that sale of that Urla unit. So because of those banking challenges and other things, we were forced and we could not sustain that financial pressure.
Okay, sir. So how are the banking situations right now for us? How are we placed with the bank?
Out of that, we previously had a consortium arrangement with State Bank as the lead banker and Bank of Baroda and Union Bank as the member bankers. Now that consortium has been taken over solely by Kotak Mahindra Bank, and that you can see in financials also, and which has resulted in our performances also, because the banking pressure was so much that they were not allowing us the limits also, and now it has all been eased off. We are having sole banking arrangement with Kotak since last January this year only, and we are able to maintain that relationship quite well.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. So my one last question is on the margin side. What kind of EBITDA margins are we looking going forward, like probably next 1 or 2 years?
EBITDA margins we are expecting to increase, sir, as we are trying to develop product lines for both our units, so that 40 or 50% is the regular products which we do. And as rightly said, in entering in defense sector and other sectors which will have a greater margin orders will help us improve both EBITDA and PAT margins.
So can we roughly estimate the EBITDA margin to be above 20%?
We can think of that, sir. It is achievable, because right now there is not much difference. We are already in 17-18% EBITDA margins, and seeing for this kind of demands in both railways and defense, we can always expect.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Shagun Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for an opportunity. Congrats on a good set of numbers, sir. My question actually is on railways. So we have received some development orders for bogies, right? Can you quantify the same? And when do we expect the major, you know, ramp up and order flow to come in?
Okay. When I said developmental order, we have received a developmental order for fabricated bogies, and that is for 4 sets. This is for 4 locomotives. 1 set is consisting of 2 bogies, and 4 set is the developmental order that we have received. This is already under manufacturing, and we expect this to be delivered to within this financial year to railways for testing. And then for 6 months, they will be taking trials on it, putting it on a locomotive. Locomotive is going to be running on it, and if they are satisfied with it, that is when they clear us for one of the products, which is a locomotive bogie. We are going forward. We are also looking for other bogies, other fabricated bogies to take developmental orders. We're just waiting for the tenders to come out. So these are, you know, throughout the year, they will keep, you know, coming out with tenders. So we are waiting for the next tenders to go for other fabricated bogies. For casted bogies, the side is a little different. You don't need developmental orders. You need RDSO approval. So RDSO approval, the first stage of inspection is over. The second stage is expected to be over this month only, in November only. So And once you have a RDSO approval, then we can go for booking orders. So we are expecting this to be in booking of order also starting from next quarter for casting movies. That is why we are expecting some revenues of casted bogies in this financial year only. And for fabricated bogies, most of the revenues and most of everything will be coming in next financial year.
Got it, sir. And sir, in the last call, you mentioned that we are also expecting an acquisition in the railway segment. How is that going through? And
We are looking at it. And initially, twice we have spoken to each other. It's I need to visit it. Maybe this week or next week, I'm planning to visit and have a look at the facilities myself. Then we'll take it forward from there.
Okay. And can you, sir, provide some more details on the acquisition part? Is it going to, you know, be funded? How is it going to be funded? And then...
No. Let's just first come to numbers. Let's first come to that kind of a thing. Then we will definitely... Just wait. Hold on for some time, sir.
Oh, okay. Got it. And sir, in the shipbuilding part, you said we are doing naval castings and any other capabilities that we have in-house and what sort of approvals do we already have? What do we need to do, you know, to proceed with the orders?
Navy, I mean, the shipbuilding industry is also, we have done for GRSE, that is Golden Rock in Calcutta. We have already done, fabrication in their workshop and we have done it for not 1 year, 2 years, we have done it for almost 3.5 to 4 years. We were operating a site there. I am not interested in that because that is just a labor contract conversion of there. We take their steel, we convert that into hulls and segments of ships and then give it back to them. And operating in shipyards is very different. So we are looking at what can be done in the facilities that we have in Bhilai. And slowly and steadily I've seen like railways, even complete the locomotive shell that gets manufactured and shipped because of the improvement in the transport, the logistics and the roads. So soon, very soon, all these parts also of shipbuilding would be probably there will be time when it will be made in facilities like Simplex or land, and then it will be transported to the shipyard, not to be made in shipyard alone. So let that develop. We might get into fabrication of ship hulls and ships parts also, provided this we are able to get that. But right now we are looking at only at the casting parts and trying to add from there certain mechanical components.
Got it. And sir, in the steel segment, is the demand largely when, you know, new steel plants come in or there is replacement demand in existing plants as well?
Both. Some color would be both. Absolutely, you are right. See, for the normal requirement, which we were catering to and which we are still catering to, yes, there is a lot of replacement and there are a lot of wear and tear, a lot of spare part requirement comes. But the interesting part, as I mentioned, was next 3 to 4 years, a lot of additional capacity is being created. So those equipments will be made, which are not normally made in a normal year. Yes. So both would be there. Spares and requirement for running would be there, plus the new capex, that requirement is also getting added.
Got it. And sir, can you also provide order book bifurcation segment-wise of the 60-70 crores orders that we have?
At the moment, we have mostly steel, and rest would be capital goods sector, like, from machine tool castings to pumps and valves to the capital goods sector. But very soon, by December, you will see that, it will be almost 50% would be steel and 50% would be power sector, for fabrication of those from BHL, from L&T, what we are talking about. I'm expecting those orders to come in very fast. By December, we should be having a 30-40 crores order book of that also from power sector.
Got it. So last question would be on the guidance part. Is this guidance, including the acquisition or this is the organic growth part?
at the moment, only organic growth part.
Got it. Got it. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Lanav Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thank you again and to take my questions. Sir, my question is with regards to the kind of margins that we do. I understand, you know, the kind of engineering marvels we're doing for all of the PSUs. And just want to understand with regards to this defense and railway side. So there also we'll be also seeing similar kind of margins there?
Railways would be exactly similar, but defense would be higher margin-wise. I mean, I was just contemplating a machining offer, just looking at something, and I was contemplating, I was talking about gun carriage factory. The offer only for machining of a component, you know, if I was looking at the margins were much higher than my traditional margins. So defense per se would be higher. Railways would be very similar to, because it's again a public sector and typical same process of tendering, GEM and all that. So I'm not expecting there to be much higher or much different than the present.
Understood. And sir, obviously what we are seeing is you are doing around 8.5% to 10% PAT margins. And what we are guiding is around 500 odd crores of revenue. So is this understanding right? We would be somewhere closing around 45-50 crores of PAT. And with this new defense and railway thing, is this something this how we will be achieving this? I just want to understand your view.
I am very confident of achieving the similar numbers, because see, there is a breakup, you know, break even point, a breakaway point, kind of breaking out point, I should say. For us, I have seen that, you know, if I'm able to utilize the similar facilities to churn out more and more, looking at the market going forward, definitely my overheads and everything will be, you'll be, you know, diversifying, or you'll be distributed over a higher volume, would again increase my profit.
Mm-hmm.
So these numbers maintaining at higher turnover seems to be much more possible, much more plausible possible goal, and compared to at lower numbers.
Understood. And my one question is about, sir, how is Simplex Casting different from other listed or unlisted players? What makes us different? Just to understand your view on this.
Yeah. Number one, if you look at Foundry is nothing but a, you know, you need to have, it's like art. You have to have skilled people doing the foundry, and especially jobbing foundry, which we are in. It's kind of hand-molded casting that we do. And apart from that, we have an extensive machine shop along with it, which normally other foundries, other people do not have. Similarly, fabrication, the equipment side, the things that we are doing are little away. They're niche products that we make. Like I'm making torpedo dial cars. There are only two manufacturers in the country who have done it and who have the experience. One is L&T, the second is Simplex Casting.
Oh.
Similarly, like for in the castings that we do for steel plants, like coke oven doors, we are the largest producer of coke oven doors in the world. Our coke oven doors, our company's coke oven doors are there in all the five continents. And we have got a legacy of that. We have a reference of that. And people understand anywhere in coke ovens, if it is doors, it has to be Simplex. In 22 batteries in India, 22 complete batteries, coke oven batteries, every steel plant has 5, 7, 8. So in 22 batteries in India, the doors are from Simplex, coke oven doors. Similarly for Sinter cars, similarly for pallet cars. So there are niche products that our company is known for.
And
so like pellet plants, I'm expecting a rise of pellet plants in India.
I don't know
when you're taking out all the fines, you have to make a pellet. The India had less number of pellet plants, SAIL has none of them. So SAIL is going for more and more pellet plants. So casting will come out only from Simplex Casting.
Understood.
Either
understood.
They are
I
focused,
hmm.
Either you have to import it, which the government is not allowing. So you have to come back to Indian companies. Indian companies means you will go for reference. That is the way public sector works. References are with only simple casting.
Understood, sir. What a fair idea, sir, as to what you are explaining. Thank you so much again for answering, and all the best, Simplex.
Yeah, I would just like to add that what we've spoken about, for a much better experience to all analysts, fans, and family offices, we scheduled a plant visit next week, which is on 25th November. So if you could email it to us, we'll go through and send you a formal invitation for the plant visit. Thank you. We can take the next question.
Thank you very much. Next follow-up question is from line of Prathamesh Diva from Orbit Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So good. Firstly, good to hear like we are expanding aggressively in all the emerging industries. So I have just one question on the margin sustainability side. So considering in coming 3 years, steel is going to be like half of our business. And in past few years, like what I have seen in the margins, they are not sustainable. But then I think FY23 we delivered 13, that 11%, and then again FY25 18. So just wanted to know, sir, what's giving us the confidence of about 20% EBITDA margins, even considering the steel will be half of the business in coming time.
Your question is well taken, well appreciated. See, two things that I am looking at. One,
okay,
utilizing of our facility for increased turnover without major expansion would give me better results, number one. And number two, the kind of scenario which I'm anticipating in the next couple of years where we would be much more choosy, making our margins better. And I'm seeing this happening. I'm seeing this in very immediate future, that Simplex Casting will become much choosy about what orders to take, what not to take, because of the availability of, orders.
Got it. So in steel, there will be not much product change. On the similar product line, we'll cater to higher margin considering the other demand there.
Yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Shiv Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of questions from my side. One is regarding the raw material expenses. So basically, since you are mostly in steel currently, like from the past 4 or 5 years, the steel prices are very low. So how are you trying to hedge it when the steel prices picks up, or how are you going to manage that? Is there any colors that you could give on to that, sir?
You're bang on. This could turn out to be a biggest challenge in our company, because at the moment everything is favorable towards us, and if the commodity prices start increasing, so what we have done is in the purchase side we have made a small team which is tracking the movement, and it is also led by our CFO Mr. Avinash. He is trying to go in for more and more long-term contracts with SAIL and with NMDC, and talking to the local branch sales office going forward to insulate us. And in the marketing side, we already started insisting on price variation clause to our customers for bigger orders, not for smaller orders. At least for bigger orders, the ones like I was talking about, BHEL and L&T power sector, the orders that we would be taking and already have a price variation clause for steel.
Yeah, understood, sir. That answers my question. And thank you very much.
This is something which we have to look at and which we have to always keep in mind. I fully agree with you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for that, sir. And we would like to visit your plants. Probably I'll email you so that we could get a chance to visit the plant. And thank you very much and all the best. All the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Prashant Kanodia, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, first of all, congrats on a very strong set of numbers in quarter two. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Sir, so I had attended your AGM this year, and there it seemed like we are guiding for 20-25% kind of revenue growth and similar kind of run rate going ahead also. And now we seem more confident about even delivering 40-50% kind of CAGR. So what has changed in this in the last few months that has given us this kind of confidence?
Absolutely right. To be very honest, we have been a little conservative. That's why we have been in business for the last 30, 40, 50 years. We kind of tend to put the numbers on more conservative sides that could be achieved, that can be achieved. But the market, what we are seeing, is giving us that confidence that yes, the numbers that we are now talking about can be achieved, sir.
All right. And sir, when you say 40-50% CAGR, what kind of volume plus realization breakup would there be? So will it be mostly led by realization growth or will this be mainly led by volume growth?
I would say it is both, actually. Especially in the fabrication side, it will be volume growth. See, because, you know, it's a very typical that, you know, we have a fabrication unit and a foundry unit, foundry machine shop. Foundry machine shop would be value addition there, and fabrication would be volume growth.
All right, all right. And sir, from what I understand, currently we have a capacity to do 300 crore revenue at peak utilization. So to achieve this 500 crore, what kind of capex do we envisage even X for this acquisition? So anything on this, if you could elaborate.
Yeah, looking at various options, to be very honest, it's not only an acquisition that is on our mind. We are looking at various options. We have a small business strategy team in place. It is looking at getting into non-ferrous castings also, a line which is similar to us, but non-ferrous. It is looking at other areas like centrifugal castings also. It's also looking at acquisition abroad. It is looking at various options. So I'm waiting for that, and that is what the whole purpose of Simplex 2.0 is, to make our company more sustainable in the long run. We need to think when the things are going good, when everything is falling into place for the next 3 to 4 years, we need to develop a strategy that is good for us for the next 20, 30 years.
Wow.
So that is what we are doing.
And sir, when you mention an acquisition abroad, so what kind of geography are we really looking at? Is it LATAM? Is it Africa? Is it European market?
No, I'm very focused. I'm looking at geographically only Europe or Canada.
Okay, okay. All right, sir. Great, and congrats on the good quarter.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Ankur Agarwal from Mozak LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. You mentioned that you are the only company which does something which L&T is doing and no one else is doing that. I missed that part. What is that, number one? And number two, sir, if you could just talk in details about the niche. You told that there are many niches that you know you operate in. So I would like to know, like, what are those specializations, you know, or capabilities which we have, which are very unique, which are not present with other companies.
Okay. The product that I mentioned is called a torpedo ladle car. It's got just the shape is like a torpedo. That's why it's called a torpedo ladle car. It's used in steel plants to carry liquid molten pig iron from the blast furnace up to the converter. In the converter, it is oxygen is blown and converted to steel. So this is about 350 tons liquid metal capacity carrying car. I said it is, and most of the shops initially had, you know, hot metal carrying ladles open top. This has converted and most of them are going for these closed kind of cars, which are called torpedo cars. Manufacturing wise, only two companies, one is L&T, one is Simplex Castings, have made it in India. So that answers the first question. The second is, what are the niche? See, I'm not saying that uniqueness is there in case of coke oven doors, what I told you, sinter cars, pellet cars. Definitely, certain blast furnace castings, yes. So all these are related to steel plant where, but there, other than that, we have other uniqueness, which is something which is not very common. Like we have a very good engineering team with us in Simplex Castings. A group, good Simplex design department is a group of about 14 odd people, which are people from Stalwarts who are our consultants. So anybody who's looking to, say for example, you are owning a steel plant and you need a transfer car, a 150 ton transfer car to take liquid metal from one side. So Simplex has the internal design team which can develop and deliver a self-propelled, you know, transfer car. Or you're looking at, you know, you bought something from China and you want reverse engineering to be done. So Simplex Casting is one company which can send its designers and do the reverse engineering and give you the product. So this kind of business, or even for import substitution. When you're looking at import substitution, you have certain castings and you are just wanting, you know, that this to be developed in India. So Simplex has done that before, has got a whole history of import substitution of various products, which normally other foundries are not capable of. Other foundries or other companies are more interested in their repetitive business. Ours being a jewelry, you know, we are having a number of designs, number of the experience is also of varied products. Our people are more inclined towards developing every time a new casting, a new equipment. So they are able to, like say, for example, in the mining sector, if they have a requirement, if I send my engineers along with my other technical people, we would be in a position to give a product, develop a product on our own, which is not possible for quite a few other companies. I'm not saying unique means we are the only ones in the country, no. But we are definitely one of a very select few.
Understood, sir. Sir, that's very wonderful. And, sir, I just had a question. Like, I don't know if it's something that you already answered before, but I looked at the revenue statement of our company, and, you know, in 2018, we had a revenue or sales of 222 crores. And from there, then, you know, things went down, and currently, you know, we are at the same revenue run rate as 2018. So, sir, wanted to know, like, from that period and now this period, what has changed, which is giving us the confidence of, you know, sustaining, like, 40-50% growth kind of trajectory or going to 500 crore revenue run rate. So, sir, just wanted maybe 2-3 lines of, you know, how you are seeing this.
Definitely, and it's again a very interesting question for me, because I'll answer it a little differently, from our CFO. I'm
sir. In 2018, we had three units.
No, Avinash, let me answer this.
Okay.
Let me answer this. I said I'll answer it little differently from you. Okay. In 2018, about 140 crores turnover was from a unit which we hived off. Okay? So that leaves about 70-80 crores of business from the existing units, which is targeting towards 200 crores in this year. So we are doubling from 2018. The existing facilities almost will be giving double the turnover. what they were doing in 2018-19. That's one side. But you also have to look at the other side. In 2018-19, my total debt, fund and non-fund based, was 135. Today it's 55. That Mr. Avinash can give you exact figure, non-fund and fund based. Avinash, am I right when I say 55?
Sir, 34 is CC and 16 is bank guarantee only.
No, that's okay. So total 50, is 50 crores. And in 2018, the same figure was 135?
Yeah, 131.5, and with an increase of 30, which was being sanctioned, it could have been 161 odd crores.
No, let's throw those go. Jo tha mera 130.
Ji, 130
plus. 130 se hum 50 pe hain. And agar main 230 se 140 hata deta hun, to 70-80 will become 200. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
So existing jo do bacha hai, ek chhod do, ek tha wo nahi hai. Jo bacha hai, that is almost doing double the turnover or 2.5 times the turnover with almost getting similar to what we were in 2018. And we are from 130 debt, we are at 50.
Yeah.
So this could explain the profits. This could explain the euphoria that Simplex Casting has in a way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So what I'm understanding is ki pehle to hum log 135 crore rupay se ka debt lekar jo 200 crore ka revenue kar rahe the, abhi hum log sirf 50 crore ke debt mein wo revenue achieve kar pa rahe hain aur wo bhi ek unit hive off karne ke baad.
So which was even contributing 140, which was contributing 140. So balance to hamare paas tha wo 222 mein se 140 minus karenge to 70-80 kar raha tha. वो 70-80
बढ़ के
200 हो गया.
Nice. और डेट भी हमारा लाइक 130 हो गया तब से. तो अभी हम लाइक वी आर एट अ वेरी वेरी गुड प्लेस और अब आगे जो भी अपॉर्चुनिटीज आएंगी हम उनको ले सकते हैं. लाइक दिस इज अ थॉट प्रोसेस, राइट?
यस सर.
ठीक है, थैंक यू सो मच सर. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लालू निहाल एस, individual investor, please go.
Hello, can you hear me? Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the nice results. So my question is about the aerospace sector. Is there any plan and what kind of precision manufacturing machineries we have or willing to plan in future?
So this is something which I was desperate to get into, but we'll wait for some more time, couple of years. Let's first stabilize and let's just focus on the market that is coming out. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we are seeing a lot of activity in the area that we are specializing in. This is definitely one of the things that we are considering when I said that, you know, the small business strategy team is there, which is looking at, which is evaluating. So aerospace is something which we would like to be. But at the moment, in the next 1 year, 2 years, nothing we are doing other than studying the market, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And, sir, you said about the naval segment. So, which type of component you are manufacturing in naval?
Sir, we are doing castings, which are, you know, when you look at the ship, the propeller comes out. And those, the housings which are... you know, from which the propeller shaft comes out are called A brackets and P brackets and stern boss castings, which are down under and welded to the hull, welded to the main part of the fabricated part of the ship. Those are the castings that we are doing.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Sir, thank you so much, all of you, for listening to us and understanding where we are and where, what is the plan for the company, how are we planning to go way forward. Just to summarize it in a in a few words. So it's our ability to execute, innovate, and adapt is the core of our journey from steel to and a commodity lean manufacturer to a preferred partner for high value sectors like railway and defense. That is the key that we are looking at Simplex 2.0. And we absolutely, I thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to engage with you, address your questions, and building of the momentum in favor of Simplex Castings together. Thank you so much, sir.
And we welcome our plant visit, sir.
Yes, absolutely. In the end of the month, please, we are looking forward.
Thank you. On behalf of Merlin Capital and Arihant Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.